Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Well, Kerry O'Connor and Tom Beaudet, they're tied for first. Each has 3 points. Charlie Pierce has 2.
All right. Charlie, you are in third place. You'll go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Barack Obama took 2 days off from his presidential campaign to fly to Hawaii to visit his ailing blank.
Grandmother.
Right. The TSA announced that starting in 2009, airline passengers will not be allowed to board airplanes without giving their full blank and date of birth.
Full name.
Right. Speaking to a House committee on Thursday, blank said the U.S. was in the midst of a, quote, once-in-a-lifetime credit tsunami.
Alan Greenspan.
Right. The opponent of Minnesota Republican Representative Michelle Bachmann raised over $1 million in the days after Bachmann called blank anti-American.
Obama.
Right. The clerk in Lake County, Illinois, is calling for an investigation into why voter registration materials were sent to blank.
Cemeteries.
No, a dead goldfish named Princess Noodleman. After a jury deadlocked in her trial for driving without a license, the judge dismissed charges against pop star blank.
Lindsay Lohan.
No, Britney Spears. A group of Japanese mountaineers claimed to have photographed footprints made by the legendary blank.
Yeti, abominable snowman, Sasquatch.
Well, Yeti, yes. A tension has erupted between German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy because Sarkozy is reportedly too blank.
Harry.
No, handsy. He's always grabbing at people. If there's one thing we in the U.S. know about Angela Merkel, she's not a fan of uninvited touching. So, according to the Swiss publication Le Matin, Nicolas Sarkozy, with his flirtatious pats and Gallic double kisses, is, if you will, rubbing her the wrong way. She made no official expression of displeasure, but through subtle diplomatic hints, she indicated that if he does it again, Germany will retaliate by goosing the Alsace-Lorraine with an armored division. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Charlie had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and Charlie has the lead.
All right. We have flipped a coin. Tom has elected to go next. Fill in the blank, Tom. On last Sunday's Meet the Press, blank announced that he was endorsing Barack Obama for president.
Colin Powell.
Right. With foreclosures up 70% since this time last year, U.S. lawmakers called on the Bush administration to help struggling blank.
Homeowners?
Right, to combat what they're calling sleazy robocalls made by the McCain campaign. The Obama campaign announced it would begin blanking.
Making sleazy robocalls.
Yes, making robocalls. 4 people were rescued from a fishing boat that sank off the coast of blank.
Alaska.
Right, a Wisconsin man who tried to steal a camera from Walmart was caught after he blanked.
Accidentally took a picture of himself and dropped the camera.
No, ran into a glass sliding door and then ran into a cement post in the parking lot.
I was even dumber than my idea.
They arrested Mr. Simpson and brought him to jail. After being oversized for decades, the magazine Blank announced it would switch to a normal magazine format.
Life?
No. Rolling Stone.
Oh, of course.
The customer who unsuccessfully sued a dry cleaner for $54 million over Blank brought the case to appeals court this week.
Is this the guy with the pants?
The guy with the missing pair of pants.
Yeah.
An 89-year-old Ohio woman has been charged with theft for refusing to return Blank.
Rented walker.
No, a football some kids kicked into her yard.
Oh. Wow.
The elderly woman did what millions of crabby elderly neighbors have done before her. She confiscated the wayward ball. She refused to give it back.
But you can have them arrested for that?
Apparently.
Oh, Mr. Rommel, had I only known that when I was 8.
Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Well, Tom had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, and Tom has taken the lead.
Well done. And how many, then, does Connecticut native Kerry O'Connor need to win?
5 to tie, 6 to win outright.
All right.
Oh, forgive me, Nutmeg State.
Here we go, Kerry. This is for the game. On Tuesday, blank apologized for saying that parts of the country are more pro-America and patriotic than others.
Sarah Palin.
Yes, Sarah Palin. People across the country waited for hours in long lines in order to blank early.
Early vote.
Right. On Thursday, the New York City Council voted that they would allow blank to run for a third term as mayor.
Bloomberg.
Right. According to a new federal report, the number of children with blanks has jumped 18% in the last decade.
Allergies.
Right. Food allergies. Tourists in Hawaii are flocking to see 2 cats named Tofu and Finn who blank every day with their owner.
Surf.
Yes. Less than a year after announcing the mobile phone operating system called Android, blank began sharing the application for free.
Google.
Right. Tween moviegoers across the country packed theaters for the release of the third movie in the blank series.
High School Musical.
Yes, a new blog detailing the minutiae of a daily life is a big hit in Japan, even though the blogger is actually a blank.
Robot.
No, a potted plant. Midori-san is the first plant to actually post its own thoughts online from inside a cafe in Japan. Thanks to a sophisticated botanical interface, Midori can post endlessly about the minutia of its physical condition, the weather, of course, Harry Potter slash fiction. Readers of the blog see entries like, "Today was a sunny day, and I was able to sunbathe a lot. I had quite a bit of fun today." And comments posted by users saying, "OMG, must see pics now. Take it all off Midori." Carl, did Kiri do well enough to win?
She needed at least 6 to win outright. She had 7 correct answers. So
hey!
17 points. Kiri O'Connor is this week's champion.
Connecticut rules.
I would sing the Connecticut state song, but I don't
know. It's Yankee Doodle.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
No, it isn't. It's like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.